Hallelujah. And we will wait on you, Abba, trusting the precious Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. For you have gave us a guideline to go by, that we may endure. Even though we're in this wicked and perverted world, still we have a standard we can go by. That we be able to stand, Abba Yahweh, to endure every woe and wile of Satan, Abba Yahweh. But Abba Yahweh, if the word come forth this night to correct, to judge, to strengthen, to bring rejoice to Israel, give us the ear to Shemoth, Abba Yahweh, that we hear what you emit is speaking to Israel, Abba Yahweh. And your precious Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, I pray. We have been saying hallelujah, Yahweh. Before Deacon Horn comes, I want to read in Romans 8 and 28. As Deacon Horn speaks the word tonight to us, in Romans 8 and 28, it says, as we know that all things work together for good to them that love Yahweh, and to them that are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the thing of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. Whom he justified, them he also honored. What shall we then say to these things? If Yahweh be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him grant us everything? Who shall lay anything to the charge of Yahweh's elect? It is Yahweh that justifies. Who is he that condemns? It is HaMashiach that died, yes, rather than that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of Yahweh, who also make intercession for us, Todah Yah, who shall separate us from the love of HaMashiach? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or the sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor Malachim, nor principality, nor power, nor thing present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Yahweh, which is in Yeshua HaMashiach, our Savior. As we come forth, let us greet him with a hearty hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I bless you, Yah, for another day that he has given the saints. And once again, we can enter into his veil. Hallelujah. To hear the word that he has for Israel. Hallelujah. And I pray this message be an inspiration to your soul, saints. And I just pray that the Ruach of Yah just lead me as we travel back in time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time, saints, that we as a people of Israel, we call ourselves Israel. Hallelujah. Step up to the plate. Hallelujah. It's time that we prevail over the enemy. Well, who is our worst enemy in here tonight? Is it Satan? Is it my fellow brother, my sister? No. Your worst enemy is yourself. Hallelujah. And it's time that we overcome these petty things that enables or prohibits us to walk in the Torah of Abba Yahweh. See, the children of the world prove themselves daily. You have no problem figuring out who they are. Hallelujah. What about the children of Israel? What about Yahweh's elected seed? Should we blend in with the world? Or should there be a distinction? Hallelujah. It's time, saints, that we start prevailing. Yes. Hallelujah. Overcoming the enemy. Hallelujah. And not only the enemy, ourselves, but we also wrestle against principalities, powers, rulers, and high places. Hallelujah. We also wrestle against those things, saints. So it's time to take up our swords. Hallelujah. It's time to pick up the shield. Hallelujah. To put on our shoes that should be prepared. Hallelujah. With this message of shalom. Hallelujah. And begin the battle. Begin to war. Begin to fight. Hallelujah. What I want to begin with as I continue with this message, if I can title this, I want to call it the prevailers of Yah. Hallelujah. Shouldn't we prevail as the children of Israel? Don't you know that's what Israel, that name means? Has it been given to us for a purpose? Or just something that's tagged along with us? Hallelujah. To be a prevailer of Yah. It's more than just overcoming. It's more than just winning the battle by the skins of our teeth. Hallelujah. But it's stepping forward and understanding and knowing the plan of Yah. And that knowing that in the end of that plan, everything is going to work out safe. Hallelujah. Everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah. If we can't continue to walk in the Torah of Yahweh. Hallelujah. That is our weapon. Hallelujah. That's all that Yahshua had. That's all that he was the word. Hallelujah. And we know that every word of Yahweh is pure. Hallelujah. Every word. So we must use this thing skillfully. Hallelujah. We must be worthy to hold the banner. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Abba. Garbar, that's the Hebrew word for prevail. Well, what is prevail? Let me go into a little detail. It is to have strength, not get strength. It is to have strength. When you have the Ruach, or you're walking in the Ruach HaKodesh, you have strength. Hallelujah. You have the power to tread upon the head of the serpent. You have the power to resist the yearnings of this flesh. Hallelujah. To have strength, to be strong. Not we're going to be, or we got to be. It's to be strong. Hallelujah. You cannot go among the heathen today. Hallelujah. And say, well, if I keep working at this, I'll gain the strength that I have. No. We have the strength. Where? In Yahshua HaMashiach. Where? In the Torah of Yah. Hallelujah. Where else? Well, and our fellow brothers and sisters, we should strengthen one another. Hallelujah. To be strong. It says to be powerful. Hallelujah. To be mighty. To be great. That's the mark of a prevailer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We should be ones that overcome. Not cower down. We're not the tail, but we're the head. Why do we cower down, saints? Why do we allow ourselves to, if I could say, as a dog would do, put our tail between our legs and run? Hallelujah. Is it because we have little faith? Hallelujah. Is it because maybe we're hiding something in the deep, dark parts of our lives? Hallelujah. Well, you better let the light of Yah shine, that all those deeds that are in the dark places be brought to the light. Hallelujah. It's time to be real saints. Hallelujah. It's time to overcome, to prevail, to win. Hallelujah. Bless you, Yah. And the most, if I can say, of the example that I picked that kind of will bring this word to fruition is water. Hallelujah. Even as we look across the nation and around the world, these monsoons, these continuous rains, these waters that are breaking over the barriers, flooding cities, the continual rains just continue to come. And it's destroying land, properties, life. Hallelujah. Well, so should it be with the Ruach? of Yah? You just think about that, saints. Hallelujah. When Yahweh fills you, hallelujah, to overflowing, with the Ruach, you are able to prevail. You're able to conquer those things that you have not been conquering, saints. You've been able to kill. Because shouldn't we crucify the flesh and the affections thereof, saints? Well, you'd be filled with the Ruach, HaKodesh of Yah. And it will cancel out those things that are not of Him. Hallelujah. Those things that rise up, it will kill it. Hallelujah. The waters will cover and cleanse it. Hallelujah. Won't it, saints? Haven't we been cleansed by the waters? Hallelujah. Not dead waters, but living waters. I'm not talking about these waters that flow up and down these streams that bubble out of the earth. I'm talking about the spirit, the Ruach of Yahweh. Hallelujah. We should let it rise. Hallelujah. We should be baptized. Going under the water. When you go under the water, there shouldn't be anything left out. The water has to prevail, saints. It has to cover you completely, totally. You have to be submitted. Hallelujah. As you are brought under. Hallelujah. Todiah. So let's go to Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 7, and let's start at verse 15. Hallelujah. We all know where I'm going to begin with Noah. And this ark, this safe place. Hallelujah. As we know and have heard, as the torrent rains, as Yah allowed the rivers of the waters to break from the earth. The rains come from the Shemayim. Hallelujah. And how it covered the mountaintops. You just think about that. The power of this water. Hallelujah. Even to the point it was over the highest mountaintop, 15 cubits. What is that? It's around 25 feet. And nothing going to stand above 25 feet. The tallest mountain, there's nothing growing there. There's nothing there, a little snow. So there wasn't no treetops. All right. Hallelujah. Let's begin reading. And it says in chapter 7, verse 15 of Genesis. And it says, and they went in unto Noah into the ark. Two and two of all flesh, wherein the Ruach, the breath of life. That doesn't exclude anything, saints. Verse 16. And it says, and they went in, male and female of all flesh. Yes. Why? Because there was destruction coming.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The rains are coming.
Yes.
There was people that heard this message, the warning, and then they saw the urgency of Noah.
Come on, my brother.
They mocked him.
Religious.
Don't they mock us today, saints?
Sure, sure.
They said that the end is not near.
Yes.
That destruction is not coming.
Sure.
Hallelujah. And Noah prepared an ark. And every aspect was perfect and precise. It had to be, saints.
Come on, my brother.
Hallelujah, for it to work.
Everything.
It couldn't leak. Mm-hmm. It had to float.
Sure.
And it had to carry an enormous amount of weight.
Sure.
Men mock him because how is this thing going to float? On what? Water?
Yeah.
You expect this to float, Noah?
Yeah.
Yes.
So
you expect it to float.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We should float, saints.
Yeah. Sure.
We should rise above our troubles and our problems.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes, we should. Why? Because we are prevailed.
Yes. Yeah.
Hallelujah. We're overcomers. Hallelujah. Let's read on. Verse 16. And they went in, male and female of all flesh, as Yahweh had commanded him. Commandment now. And Yahweh shut him in. Yahweh shut the door, saints. Hallelujah. He didn't do it. He didn't have any ropes tied to any cattle to shut that enormous door. Hallelujah. But the strength, the prevailing power of Yahweh closed that door and sealed it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything that was within. Precious cargo. Hallelujah. And it says in verse 17, And the flood, hallelujah, verse 17. And it says, and the flood was 40 days upon the earth. 40 days. Rain.
That's what it said.
Fountains overflowing, rivers. And it says, and the waters increased.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And it bare up this massive ark. Hallelujah. Will you allow the Ruach HaKodesh of Yahweh, hallelujah, to come in as a mighty rushing rivers and waters? It will bear us up, saints. It will bear up the house of Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it was lifted up above the Olam. Verse 18. And it says, the waters what? Prevail. The waters overcame. The waters increased exceedingly upon the earth. Hallelujah. And were increased greatly upon the earth. And the ark went up upon the face of the waters. Hallelujah. Verse 19. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth. And all the high hills that were under the whole Shemayim were covered.
My.
No way to escape, saints.
No, my brother.
Hallelujah.
No,
there was only one safe haven,
on.
Hiding place.
On,
and that was that ark of safety.
Yeah.
No, there wasn't any little tow boats. Mm-hmm. There wasn't any canoes or any floats.
Brother.
There was only one place.
Right.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We're only going to find safety in one place, saints.
My.
Hallelujah.
My.
And that is in Yahshua HaMashiach. There's a battle ahead. Hallelujah. And we cannot fail. As long as we walk in the Torah of Yahweh. That is our guiding light. It is our path. Hallelujah. It is our help. It is our strength. The word of Yahweh. Hallelujah. We can never fail. Hallelujah. And if we don't walk in it as you will see as I go on, saints. Israel will not prevail without the word. Israel won't be able to overcome without obeying Torah, without walking in the Ruach. Hallelujah. When you go forth to battle, you're going to turn your back to your enemies. We shouldn't turn our backs to our enemies. Hallelujah. Those things that cause us to want to turn from Yah, the temptations of the world, whether it be food, whether it be your family. Hallelujah. Anything that you may hold dear to your love above Yah. Hallelujah. We should not let those things overcome us. Hallelujah. Be filled with the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. In verse 20, it says 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail. And the mountains, not only the hills, but it says the mountains were covered. Hallelujah. 15 cubits. It's about 25 feet, saints, in Esther. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Verse 21. And it says, and all flesh died.
All flesh
died. Hallelujah. And that moved upon the Olam.
Mm-hmm.
Both fowl.
Yes.
And of the cattle.
Yes.
And of beasts. And of every creeping thing that creeps upon the Olam. And every man, every Adam. And it says, you think that would have been enough to cover?
Come on, my brother.
You think just saying everything that all the flesh died and perished, that would have been enough. But the scripture goes on.
Come on.
Why? Because there's a point that we need to see saints in these waters, these mighty waters, that nothing prevails.
Nothing.
Hallelujah.
Nothing
prevails over the Ruach of Yahweh.
Nothing.
Hallelujah. And it says in verse 22 as we move on, all in whose nostrils was what? The breath of life. Of all, and it goes on, that was in the dry land died. Verse 23. And it goes on again. And every living substance was destroyed. What is that saying? The trees.
Yes, come on.
You know what happened when you overwater plants? And these things weren't underwater a couple of days. 40. 40.
That's true.
Things were waterlogged, destroyed, rotten. There was nothing left. Hallelujah. When the Ruach HaKodesh truly comes into your left, saints, there would not be anything left that does not please Yahweh. Hallelujah. Why? Because the Ruach HaKodesh prevails. It doesn't fail. Hallelujah. He's never failed us, saints. Hallelujah. If Yahshua HaMashiach was not filled with the Ruach, he would have failed. He would not prevail. He would not overcome the task that was set in front of him to do, saints. Hallelujah. And there's a task, there's a responsibility for each and every one of us. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
To accomplish. And you must have the Ruach of Yahweh. Not a little bit, not a few drops, but you must be filled.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To overflowing.
Come on,
that those things may die. Yes. That doesn't please Yah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That we may press on to this perfection. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. And it says, and the fowl, in verse 23, of the Shemayans, even the fowl, perished. They had no place to rest. They couldn't stay fine forever. Wasn't this a massive destruction of the old land? Hallelujah. And it says, and they were destroyed from the earth. And it says, and Noah only remained alive. And they that were in that secret place, the ark. That safety. Hallelujah. Why? Because it rose above the waters. Hallelujah. See, it floated over all this destruction, saints. Hallelujah. Y'all's going to keep us. Hallelujah. From this destruction. And I'm not saying that we're not going to suffer, saints. Hallelujah. But our Ruach is going to be preserved. That which Yah has placed in you, that tough thing He has started in you, hallelujah, it will not perish.
No.
It will not rot away.
No.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we are Yisrael, and we are prevailers. Hallelujah. Bless you, Yah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Yahweh. Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's a comforting thing to know, saints. Hallelujah. It makes me want to take another step to know that we're going to prevail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? Because Yahshua has already paved the way. All we have to do is walk in it, saints. Hallelujah. And it's not hard. Only to those that have that iniquitous or the iniquitous way in them, it's going to be hard. Scripture said that iniquity is going to be their stumbling block. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All we have to do is walk in this truth in this way, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let's see what Yaakov, hallelujah.
Yeah.
We know the story. When he left Naaman's house and was heading back to face his brother, hallelujah, Cain, hallelujah.
Yes.
The one that sold his birthright, felt like he has been robbed, something been taken from him when he gave it away, hallelujah. We know that, I don't want to say the story, but it's an account that everything that happened was in the will of Yahweh. Hallelujah. But yet he had to go back, and Jacob had to face what he dreaded, what he feared, and that was his brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let me read on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn me to Genesis chapter 32, verse 24. Hallelujah. We know that Jacob's name was changed to Yisrael.
Yes,
hallelujah. Why? Because he prevailed. Hallelujah.
That's what it says.
If I can use the word special, Yahweh's not going to give that name to anyone else but his people.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Told Yah.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 32 of Genesis, verse 24, I'm going to begin reading. And we understand the situation, saints. So I'm going to begin here. And Jacob was left alone. And it said, and there wrestled a man with him until the break of day. Of the day. Now, we don't know exactly how long that was. But if you ever tussled or wrestled or been in a fight, I mean, a few minutes, you out of breath.
Sure, my brother.
I mean, you hoping the other person's going to give up. 5 minutes, both of you about to fall out.
Yes,
10 minutes. I mean, that's why they got break periods in boxing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they got periods in games.
Mm-hmm.
For the body to rest. But here we see Yako wrestle to the break of day. How long was that?
Never thought about that.
I mean, every ounce of strength and spirit, hallelujah, was being exerted. Hallelujah. He wasn't with this Melikim playing tic-tac-toe or arm wrestling. No, there was a tussle going on. They was rolling and gripping and pushing and shoving. And not with an ordinary man, but a Melikim. Now, come on. There had to have been some desire there, some desperation that he latched on and held things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me read. Hallelujah. Verse 25. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, the Melikim, it says that he touched the hollow or the flat, this flat part of the thigh. That's what the hollow is.
Yes.
And it says the hollow of Yaakov's thigh was out of joint. And look at this. And it says, and he what? Wrestled with him.
Come on,
I thought it would have been over.
Mm-hmm.
You ever had a finger out of joint or an ankle?
Yeah.
I mean, you ever try to work that thing and get back into when brothers play basketball?
Yeah.
I mean, you get something out of joint, you have to work that thing to get back into the exercise or back into the game. You might have take a break, take a breath or two, and help me, y'all, and move on.
Yeah.
But he didn't do this. I mean, a thigh, his leg out of joint, and yet he still hang on. He still fought. Hallelujah.
That's all right.
We give up a little too easy, friends. Hallelujah. We don't want to exert ourselves. Hallelujah. You know, even when the flesh is weak, don't you know that's when the Ruach is the strongest? Don't you know this battle right here wasn't just a battle of flesh?
Come on. That's right.
Hallelujah. But something had to be accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
Like Yahshua HaMashiach. It had to be accomplished. Hallelujah. He could not fail. And right here at this point, Yaakov could not fail. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And it says in verse 26. And the Melikim said, he said, let me go, for the day breaks. Come on, let me go. And Yaakov said, I will not let you go, except you what? Bless me. Hallelujah. When the last time you held on? When you was on your knees. Hallelujah. And that faith that was a grain of a mustard seed, that's all you had, but yet you held on. When the last time that you held on, saints? Hallelujah. When was the last time you brought an offering before Yah and said, Abba, this is all I have, but yet I'm going to hold on.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yahweh, I'm of little faith, Abba. I need you to help me, but yet I'm going to press on.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm weak. I'm hungry, Yah.
Yeah.
But yet I'm going to pick up my foot and make another step, Yah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. When you thought it was the end,
yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yet somewhere the Ruach gave you a little more strength just to press on. Hallelujah. That's what happened here with Yaakov. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 27. And it says, and he said to him, what is your name? The Melikim said. And he said, my name is Yaakov. And he said, now listen to this. Your name shall be called no more Yaakov. Hallelujah. What if somebody told you that? Your name is not going to be called no more Elder. Your name is not going to be called no more.
Yeah.
Your name is not going to be called anymore James F.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Benny Honeycutt. David Roberts. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But it says, but Yisrael. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says, for as a prince has power with Yahweh. But isn't that something, saints?
Yeah.
And with men.
Yeah.
And it says, and has prevailed.
Oh.
Hallelujah. I don't mind having Israel written across my breastplate. Hallelujah. As one that has prevailed against the trials. Hallelujah. Against the the flood waters, if I may say.
Yes.
Hallelujah. One that rose up. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. No, didn't sink, didn't drown, but overcame, was a prevailer that came out. Hallelujah. Ahead of the rest saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 29. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray you, your name. My name doesn't mean anything right now to you, Jacob. And he said, wherefore is it that you ask for my name?
Yes.
Hallelujah. And he blessed him there.
Yes, he did.
Verse 30. And Jacob called the name of that place Peniel.
Yes.
And he says, for I have seen Yahweh the Almighty's face to face, and my life is preserved. Mm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, you got to understand, he was going to meet his brother.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to face something that he dreaded, but he knew that he had to. Hallelujah. He knew that he had to, and he could not do it alone. So even as he divided the household, hallelujah, and he found him a place and prayed, and he said, Yahweh, I know what you have said, Yah.
Yes.
He said that my seed will be numerous.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
But
here I am going to face my brother.
Mm-hmm.
That in my mind right now, all I know that he wants to do is to destroy me, my house, and all my possessions, Yah.
Mm-hmm.
I need you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I need you,
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And Yahweh answered him and changed his name.
Yes.
He said, Jacob, there's nothing you have to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to prevail.
Hallelujah.
I call you now Yisrael.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
Isn't that a beautiful name, saints?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Look at your brother, your sister, say Yisrael.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know, I don't know about you, but that blesses my lips when the man of Yah walks in and Shalom Yisrael.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You overcomers.
Yeah.
You prevailers.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Bless you, Abba. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba. I bless you. Hallelujah. Let's move on, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to Yahshua. Yahushua.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 6, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And we're going to read a little bit about Jericho. Hallelujah. And the walls there. Hallelujah.
That's all right.
This was a battle that Israel, hallelujah, through Yahweh in their obedience to the Torah, what he commanded them to do, hallelujah, was able to conquer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Was able to conquer, but only because they obeyed. Hallelujah. Only when you obey the Ruach, the word of Yahweh, will you prevail, saints. Hallelujah. If you find yourself not prevailing and you don't have the strength to overcome, well, it's time to take the searchlight of the Ruach and search your left, saints. Because there's something there that is corrupt. There's something there that is not pleasing to the Abba, a corrupt thing. Hallelujah. And that will keep you from moving on. Hallelujah. And not only that, but it will cause a hindrance in the house.
Yes.
It will cause a spot in our feast of Ahava.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And you will see as I go on here.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Bear with me, saints. There's going to be some reading.
Yes.
Just bear with me. Hallelujah.
Like
Toda Yah.
Yeah.
Chapter 6, verse 1. I'm going to begin. It says, now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel.
Yes.
They heard about this mighty group, this mighty nation.
Mm-hmm.
So they shut themselves up.
Yes, they did.
And it says, and none went out, and none came in.
That's what it says.
And Yahweh said to Yahushua,
mm-hmm.
see, I have given into your hand Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
Already, look at this.
Mm-hmm.
And the king thereof. And the mighty men of valor.
Mm-hmm.
See, the war hasn't even begun just yet, but yet Yahweh proclaims that I have already given them into your hands. Hallelujah. Verse 3. And it says, that he's giving them instruction what to do. And you shall compass the city, all your men of war, and go round about the city once.
Yes.
And he said, this will you do 6 days. Mm-hmm. Now, they had to obey this to the precise.
Yes, yes.
They couldn't do it 5 days,
yes,
and they couldn't do it 7 days.
Yes.
But they had to do this what he commanded 6 days.
Yes.
Well, what happened on the seventh? Well, we'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And it says, and seven Kohim shall bear before the ark seven shofar of ram horns.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Seven, not eight.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Not five, not a few,
yes,
but he gave a precise number.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yahweh is precise.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. What he has written in Torah and what he has invested in Israel, it is precise to the T.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he's not going to settle for anything less.
No, yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why I bless y'all for Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he is precise. Hallelujah. And seven, and on the seventh, continue on verse 4. You shall compass the city 7 times, okay? And the Kohim shall blow with the shofar. Hallelujah. And it says in verse 5, and it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the shofar of ram's horn. See, he is specific of ram's horn, not of silver, not of brass. And when you hear the sound of the shofar, hallelujah, all the people shall shout with a great shout.
Hallelujah.
And the walls of the city shall fall down flat. He said, he didn't say it's going to crack. Or there are going to be holes punched in, or the doors are going to fly open. But it said that their protection, the thing that they trusted in the most, those walls are going to be laid flat. Hallelujah. 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 Let's go back to verse 6. Hallelujah. And Yehoshua the son of Nun called the Kohim and said to them, take up the ark of the covenant of Yahweh. And let the seventh Kohim carry the seven shofar of ram's horns before the ark of the covenant. And he said to the people, pass on and compass the city. They're about to make the first move. And let him that is on pass on before the ark of the covenant of Yahweh. And it came to pass when Yahushua had spoken to the people that the seven Kohim carrying the seven shofar of ram's horn passed before Yahweh and blew with the shofar. And the ark of the covenant of Yahweh followed them.
Yes.
And the armed men went before the Kohim and blew with the shofar.
Yes. Come on.
And the reward came after the ark. And the Kohim going on, the blowing with the shofar. Verse 10. And Yahushua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice. Neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth. Until the day I bid you to shout, then shall you shout.
That's what he said.
So the ark of Yahweh passed the city, going about it once, and they came into the camp and lodged in camp. So that's the first round.
Yeah.
See, and they had to do this precisely for 6 days. And on the seventh day, they will march. And then after the shofar, they will shout. Or when the shofar blows, shout.
Yes. Yes.
That's what Yahweh had commanded them to do. Verse 12. And Yahushua rose up early in the morning, and the Kohim took up the ark of Yahweh. And the seven Kohim bearing the seven shofar of ram's horns before the ark of Yahweh went on continually and blew with the shofar.
Yes.
And the armed men went before them. But with the reward came after the ark of Yahweh.
Sure.
And the Kohim going on and the blowing with the shofar.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14. And the second day they compassed the city once. Hallelujah. So every day they did this one time, then they went back to their camp. And return unto the camp. So they did 6 days. Hallelujah. Shouldn't we do that 6 days, 7 days, every week, saints? Walk in the Torah of Yah. Obey His commandments. Hallelujah. We shouldn't grow weary. and well doing, obeying the Torah of Yah. See, any of them, they couldn't see as they walked up around this wall. They couldn't speak.
Yes.
He commanded them not to.
That's
and if any of them did, that's how I know they obeyed. Because if any of them did, when they come to the seventh day and shouted, those walls wouldn't have came down. So they walked around those walls those 6-7 times. I don't believe there was murmuring.
No.
I believe they have the faith, and not only faith, but knowing that they was going to overcome. That they was going to prevail over this city. Hallelujah. And wouldn't have to touch a thing as long as they walked in the Torah of Yahweh and obey what the servant said. Yahushua. Hallelujah. 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 And it says, verse 15. It said, and it came pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and passed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass that on the 7th time, when the Kohen blew the shofar, Yahushua said to the people, shout, for Yahweh has given you the city. Hallelujah. Shout. Hallelujah. 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 For Yahweh has given us the victory, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For Yahweh has given you the city. Hallelujah. And it says in verse 17, and the city shall be a curse. Isn't that something? Now, why was the city cursed? Hallelujah. Why was the city cursed? See, the purpose of this was to show them a very important lesson that they have to obey. Hallelujah. So they weren't going to go in and take of the spoils. Oh, they shouldn't have. Hallelujah. But just to do what Yah had commanded by his servant for them to do. And that is to what? To utterly destroy everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't that what he had commanded us to do, saints? Is to destroy everything that is not of him. That doesn't, the things that don't please him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 17. And it says, and the city shall be cursed, even it, and all that are therein, to Yahweh. Only Rahab, the harlot, and we understand what happened earlier, shall live, she and all that are with her in the house. Because she hid the messengers that were sent.
Yes.
Okay. So everything in the city was cursed except that one house.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
And it says, and you, in any wise, keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest you make yourselves accursed.
Yes.
And it says, when you take of the accursed thing, well, what is that accursed thing? Everything that was not just of that house,
yes.
Hallelujah, of that harlot, and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. All right, so he warned them and let them know this is what will happen. So just go in and utterly destroy it.
Yes, he did.
And it says, but all the silver and gold and the vessels of brass and iron are Kodesh to Yahweh.
Yes.
Okay? All right, so. So the house of Rahab, the harlot, and the silver and the gold vessels of brass and olive, of iron. And it says, are Kadesh to Yahweh. Okay? They shall come into the treasury of Yahweh. So the people shouted when the Kohen blew with the shofar. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the shofar, and the people shouted with the great shout, that the wall fell down flat. So that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Verse 21. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city. What nothing left. Hallelujah. Or should not have been anything left. Hallelujah. Both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass with the edge of the sword. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Utterly destroy those things, saints,
yes,
that are not of Yahweh. Hallelujah.
You must.
Hallelujah. You must let go.
Yes, yes.
You must let go. You can't hold on to these things.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And I want to zero down to your family, those that aren't even walking in the path that you're walking in.
Yes.
You need to utterly destroy them.
Yes. Yes.
But what is utterly destroying them? Stabbing them through? Yes, with the Ruach of Yah.
Yes.
With the word.
Yes.
Oh, they won't come near you. They don't want to be around you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
That's
utterly
true.
Destroy them.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Why? Because they are a curse.
Sure they are.
And if you touch of them, you're going to be cursed. And then see what happens, saints, when you come into the house of Yah,
come on.
You bring that with you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Come on.
What do I bring, Deacon Horn?
Yeah.
It's not the Ruach HaKodesh.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You have defiled yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then you bring what you call an offering unto Yah,
yes,
and to the bed, unto the assembly. Come on, Israel.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We should prevail.
Yes.
We should overcome.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
What are you doing, Deacon Horn, tonight? Well, I'm just speaking,
yes,
the word of Yah.
Oh, yeah.
And the word of Yah will counsel out each of you,
yes,
that are Israel, that are walking in the paths.
Yes.
Hallelujah. This word should cause you to search your left.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
For that is not of Yahweh.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And destroy it utterly. That is nothing left, saints. Hallelujah. Verse 21, they utterly destroy all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, ox and sheep, and ass with the edge of the sword.
Yes, yes.
But Yahushua said to the two men that had spied out the city, go into the harlot's house,
yes,
and bring out thence the woman and all that she has, as you have swore to her. And you have promised her. Hallelujah. Verse 23. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father, her mother, and the brethren, and all that she had. And they brought out all their kindred and left them without the cap of Israel. See, her house must have been packed because she tried to save all that she could. But as long as her and what was in that house, as the scripture said, not anybody outside, because they would have got destroyed. Hallelujah. But that was just in that house. Hallelujah. Go to verse 24. The scripture says, and they burnt the city with fire. You know what fire does? It consumes. And all that was therein. And it says, only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass of iron they put into the treasury of the house of Yahweh. Verse 25. And Yahushua saved Rahab the harlot alive, her father's house, and all that she had. And she dwelt in Israel even to this day, because she hid the messengers which Yahushua sent to spy out Jericho. Verse 26. And Yahushua adjured them at that time, saying, now listen, cursed be the man before Yahweh that rises up the buildings of this city, Jericho.
Yes.
And it says, and he shall lay the foundations thereof, and his firstborn, and in this, and in the youngest son, that he set up the gates thereof it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Verse 27. So Yahweh was with Yahushua, and his fame was noised throughout all the country.
Yes, it was.
Hallelujah. So let's take that to heart, saints, that we destroy all that is not of Yah. That we not touch the accursed things of the world. That we not suddenly lay our hands on any man.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But that we walk circumspect.
Sure.
Precisely. To that which Yahweh has commanded us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And we're going to move on to chapter 7, saints.
Yeah.
And I believe I want to go through the whole chapter. Just bear with me. There's going to be some reading. I may move a little here and a little there.
Yes,
let's move on to the 7th chapter, beginning at verse 1.
Yes.
And what we're going to see is what happens when you don't obey.
Yes.
The man of Yah, the Ruah of Yah,
yes,
the word of Yah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But the children of Israel committed a trespass And the accursed thing for Achan, the sons of Carmi, the sons of Zebediah, and the sons of Zerah, the tribe of Yehuda. It says, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of Yahweh was kindled against the children of Israel. Isn't that something?
Yes.
Hallelujah. This one household, hallelujah,
yes,
caused Yahweh to turn his back.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To start to shut his ears mm-hmm. to Israel,
mm-hmm.
those he had called to be prevailers, overcomers.
Yes.
Hallelujah. What is hidden in your heart, saints?
Mm-hmm.
What accursed thing have you taken of? Hallelujah. That Yah is displeased with you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Utterly destroy it. Hallelujah. For the mercies of Yah. Hallelujah. Shall never fail us. Hallelujah. I bless Abba Yahweh for that because they're renewed. Hallelujah. Every morning, saints. Hallelujah. So let's get rid of the accursed things. Those things that are not pleasing unto Yahweh. Verse 2. Yahushua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which was beside Bethaven, on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, go up and spy the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. Verse 3. And they returned to Yahushua and said to him, let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai. And it not all the, I'm sorry, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. Okay, now he's saying here it's not gonna take the whole army of Israel to defeat this city. They're just, you know, a few people. You know, nothing big, nothing large. Hallelujah. But as we go on, you're gonna find out that they wasn't able to conquer because they took of a cursed thing.
Sure.
I mean, thousands of them and only a few of I.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, sure.
And the scripture says that they turned their back towards their enemy. And that doesn't sound right.
No.
I mean, here they just overcame the city of Jericho.
Yeah.
And then here they are just going to a little community or what have you. They probably wasn't any massive walls or anything like that. But yet they couldn't overcome them.
That's true.
Hallelujah. See, even the smallest sin.
Yes,
hallelujah. The smallest thing. If you're not walking in the Ruach HaKodesh of Yah, you're not going to overcome that. Hallelujah. You're not going to overcome that. Hallelujah. So I urge you saints to walk in the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no other way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 4. So therein went up hither the people, about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And it says in verse 5 that the men of Ai smote about 36 men. For they chased them from the gates even unto Shibram.
Yes.
And smote them in the going down. Therefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. What happened? This valiant people.
Sure.
All of a sudden they're running for fear. They're running for their lives.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And Yahushua rent his clothes, and he fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of Yahweh until the evening. He tarried there.